We're back with Cosmic Circus Comics. My name is Vin. With me today is Vic.
Hello.
And today we'll be talking about Kraven's Last Hunt. Before we get into it, Kraven's Last Hunt is a great comic from 1987, written by J.M. DeMatteis, penciled by Mike Zeck, inked by Bob MacLeod, lettered by Rick Parker, colored by Bob Sharon, Janet Jackson, and Mike Zeck. Vic, what's your history with Kraven? Like, ever?
Of course, Spider-Man 1994, like the usual. His
How
first
many
appearance for me.
episodes is he in?
Oh, he wasn't many. I think that in the beginning he was a part of the hunting. He was hunting Spider-Man just to cure him when he got those additional arms because of his mutation. Later he was part of the Sinister Six, and I don't remember if he appeared later after that. Maybe in the Secret. Yeah, and that's it. Like, he didn't have a big role, but when he appeared, it was meaningful.
And what, any other cartoons or comics or
Oh, yeah,
movies
for
or
sure. Spectacular
yeah.
Spider-Man, Ultimate Spider-Man, The Amazing Spider-Man 2 game, which is not gonna say what it is, but it's bad,
All
but he was
right.
part of it. Yeah, and Spider-Man Shattered
Oh
Dimensions.
yeah, okay.
Yeah,
Okay.
so he had a lot of appearances, and many of them were good.
Do you
Some
have
of
a
them were.
favorite? Do you have a like an iconic version? When you think of Kraven, which version
Yeah,
do you think of?
Spider-Man 1994. It's
94.
easy.
It's
Yeah.
the best one.
Yeah, for
And
me, it's the
when you
best.
were reading Kraven's Last Hunt right now, did you feel a connection between these two characters? Is the
Oh,
cartoon
yeah.
pretty? Yeah, it's pretty
Yeah,
accurate.
yeah.
Awesome.
I mean, they are different in a way, like always, but there's a lot of similarities that I recognized immediately, especially his the part of him that wants to honor his enemy. Oh, I forgot, Marvel's Spider-Man 2. The
The
newest
video
game.
game. Yeah.
Yeah, the newest game. But still, Spider-Man 1994 the best. And I think that Kraven is a character that you can easily make, you can mess up. Oh, you
Yeah,
can easily
okay.
mess up.
Yeah. Do you mean like
And
you make him too silly or what do you mean?
there's a lot of roads you can pick in which you want to screw this up. You can make him too aggressive, too stoic, too comedic, because I remember there was a one comic book. I don't remember exactly what it was called, but in it, Kraven was like a basically was acting like a Joker from the DC universe, and it wasn't working. Like, it didn't work at all. So I think that perfect Kraven is the one who is a mix of a human and a hunter in a way, who's stoic yet not too aggressive, who respects his opponent, who believes that not everything must lead to killing your enemy in order to defeat him or her. And it's perfectly simple to describe, but it's a lot harder to do.
I've seen Kraven in, in a couple different comics here and there, but I've never really encountered him when, because I haven't seen as many Spider-Man cartoons as you have. And honestly, and I don't really play video games, so Kraven was a pretty like I of course I know of the character, but I didn't have a lot of experience with the character, right? And I'm really glad I read this comic with you because Kraven's Last Hunt, like it really, you understand the character after this, right? Like you really understand like his weird sense of ethics, morality, and like when he there's a scene with the rifle, right? And like I don't know what your reaction was, but for me, like I fully believed that that rifle was a real rifle.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I was thinking that it's real, but I
Okay.
didn't think that he was gonna use it.
Right, because for you understand the character. You know that would like break his character, right?
Yeah,
Okay,
that
okay.
shooting his enemy and just killing him there would be. It wouldn't be Kraven.
Right, there's no honor there.
Yeah, in a way,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. But that's what I had to learn from reading this comic. Now I have a deeper understanding. What do you think makes Kraven's Last Hunt so special? Because it's one of the most famous, maybe one, definitely one of the most famous Spider-Man comics of all time. Definitely the most famous Kraven comic of all time. But arguably, it's one of the most famous superhero comics of all time in general. Why? What makes it so special?
I didn't know it was the most famous comic book.
It's really up there. You'd be shocked because it's so short. It's just
Yeah,
six
I
issues.
mean, I
Bang!
think it's definitely mainly because of the cover, because the
Okay.
cover is
It's
so
a great
iconic.
cover. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really great cover. Spider-Man just, getting out of the grave. Like, when you see it, you have to wonder what happened.
Yeah, and
And
I was reading just a little bit. The artist Mike Zack, when he was preparing for this, the very first thing he drew, if I understand correctly, the very first thing he drew was that cover. He drew that
oh,
cover, then everything fell into place as soon as he drew that. That was the very first thing that he drew. And you believe it. It's so iconic.
yeah, it's definitely, and it's not misleading. That's important.
No, and it's accurate too. It
It's
really is.
accurate. Yeah, because often when you see a cover like this, you think, okay, maybe it's just a thing to bring back viewers or whatever,
Yeah.
or readers. And, but here it's really, really accurate. And the whole idea of making this comic book important is that it's a closing chapter for Kraven's story. Kraven, who's a big part of this universe, this amazing Spider-Man series, this run, because it's collecting Web of Spider-Man 31, 32, Amazing Spider-Man 293 and 294, and Peter Parker, the Spectacular Spider-Man 131, 132. This doesn't mean anything. You don't have to read the series to understand this comic book, because it perfectly picks up at the moment where it's after Secret Wars, when Spidey decided to not use symbiote. He refused the symbiote, but he kept the idea of the suit because it's so meaningful. It's symbolic in a way, and he wanted to. It's similar to what Superman's black suit meant in this universe. His connection with his home and with humanity, and it's exactly the same. And it's also the mo one of the most important comic books in Spider-Man history because he dies. Spoiler. He dies and he's maybe reincarnated in a way. Maybe it's not the same Peter Parker still, because after this he's afraid and he respects everything that happens around him.
Yeah, I really love that there's like you feel a shift in Peter's character too, even. Like
Yeah.
Kraven's character changes, Peter's character changes, and we have this character, Vermin, and Vermin even has a character arc in this too. And I was really astonished we have these three leads, basically, and each lead kind of has their own crazy story going on, and they all like intersect in funny ways.
Yeah, it's also funny because I noticed that Vermin was written as this important person who's just hiding in the sewers, and I remembered, okay, I know him. He's from the first Amazing Spider-Man game, and that's it. I never heard about it. I never heard of him at this game anymore up until now.
I've never seen this character before. My impression was like, I don't know, he's like Killer Croc with the outfit of Werewolf by Night.
Exactly, Werewolf by Night.
You know, Werewolf by Night with the green pants, right? And a Killer Croc, like just some guy in the sewers and a weird character, but really enjoyable. Really nice, like as a protagonist, it's really cool seeing his point of view and seeing him like kill people, like take them off the streets. Yeah.
It was definitely a shock, but I think that everything that happened here, everyone who appeared in this comic book has a purpose, and you
Yeah,
can feel it.
really. Yeah.
Yeah, even if it's Robbie Robertson for a second. Like, he's there for a few panels, and that's it. Like, you.
Even Mary Jane, like she's crucial because the first second she sees Kraven as Spider-Man, she's like, "That's not Peter." I love that. I wish we could see something like that in live action, right? Because that's such a cool moment.
Oh.
She just instantly, that's not Peter. Whether it's Zendaya or if it's Kirsten Dunst or even Gwen Stacy, even Emma Stone, right? But just that moment, there's a Spider-Man imposter, and you see the love
Yeah.
interest say, "That's not him." That's such a cool moment. I wish we could see that.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to do, especially now with the upcoming Secret Wars
Really.
MCU. But to be honest, I don't want Tom Holland to be in a scene like this. I would
Okay.
prefer someone like Toby or Andrew, because their relationship, with their love interest was much more
Much
evolved.
stronger, more sweeter, more mature.
Yeah,
Yeah.
especially if it was, just imagine Andrew and Emma in the Stone, where it's Peter and Gwen, but Gwen from another universe or
I was
whatever.
about to say,
But
I don't know how to tell you, dude. Gwen's dead.
but exactly, you bring Peter and you bring Gwen from another universe, and it's like, it's not Peter or whatever, or Toby and Kirsten. It would be very amazing, especially in, I don't know why they didn't do something like this in Spider-Man 3. I mean, they did it in a way, but it was Peter, not someone in his costume. But yeah, but still,
I wanted
yeah.
to ask you, in all the versions of Kraven you've seen before, have they ever adapted this story? Have you seen it?
Actually, only part of it was adapted into Marvel's Spider-Man 2,
The
because
video game. Okay.
because in this comic book, Kraven wants to die with honor because he's dying, because he's getting old and all that. And it's the same story in a Marvel Spider-Man 2 when he wants to find a rival with who will kill him with honor,
Oh, that's
whom
so
he can
interesting.
defeat.
Okay. So he can have an honorable death. What a weird guy.
And in Marvel Spider-Man 1, you get introduced to all the supervillains in New York, like Shocker, Vulture, Electro. And in Marvel Spider-Man 2, in the middle of a game, spoiler, you discover Kraven killed them all.
Great. Great. What a weird thing to put like off screen. Like let that be like they could at least make like a little like animated film. Like here's what happened. But
You just find elements of their equipment like in his hideouts, and there's a short story like he was dying, he was old, about Vulture, and even he couldn't defeat me, like he was flying. It's weird, but it's nice to see that they at least adapted a part of this story, because it's an important part of Kraven's story. Like, he does weird things, like he eats spiders, he injects himself with toxins and all that, just to try
He
to
runs
imitate
around most of
Spider-Man.
the comic. He's naked. He's a weird guy.
I'm not judging.
You do what you want to do. Do you think is this like the only Kraven story they can tell? Because I cannot name you a second Kraven recommendation after this. What else can you do with the character besides this? What else? If I wanted to make, for example, if I wanted to make a Kraven movie, how would I do it without doing Kraven's Last Hunt?
Well, definitely you can bring his brother into the
No, I want to use
story.
this guy. I want to use this Kraven.
Only Kraven. I think that's. Wow. I don't think there's even a. I don't know if you can do this without proper preparation.
Unless, you know what could be really interesting? Because Sony has built up all these villains. Kraven wants to be the best, right? He wants. So imagine Kraven kills
Yes,
the Sony universe.
defeating Morbius and
Imagine
Madame
that.
Web.
Kraven kills the Sony universe. There's a movie. And it all builds up to this. He has to fight Venom. He has to fight Morbius. He has to fight Madame Web.
If I didn't have mess on my bookshelf, I'd just pick immediately Deadpool kills the Marvel Universe for the reference.
And then imagine in Secret Wars, they come to this universe and like, what happened? There's just Kraven. Where did everyone else go?
Like, let's just go. It's moving on, moving on.
How do you think this comic will inform, and seriously, how will this comic inform the upcoming Kraven movie?
Wow, there's definitely, I think at least a big part of it will influence the movie, especially maybe not the origin story, but the care of the character who wants to live with honor, who wants to honor his legacy, his family legacy, especially that we know we'll get this whole origin story with how his father and his brother had an influence on him and all that. And it's also part of his comic book when he remembers everything from his childhood, how his father treated him, how his mother treated him, and all that.
What's the significance of his brother?
He's Chameleon.
So he's just another villain.
But I think it will be, I mean, it was already revealed in the casting grid, and we know his name and all that, so we know he's in the movie. But the other thing is that Chameleon was a big part of Kraven's story when Kraven died, not in this comic book, but in the other one, and also in the game, when he wants to honor him and defeat his enemies and people killed him. So I think that would be similar, maybe a similar thing in the movie when maybe Chameleon dies or whatever happens, and Kraven wants to defeat whoever killed him. But this movie is so messy in a way that I don't want to guess or spoil or anything, because I don't know what story they used.
I probably know. My guess is that I don't think they took anything from one comic specifically. I think they probably looked at a couple of Wikipedia pages and then they came up with their own weird story.
Like the most important Kraven stories or whatever. And definitely, Last Hunt will definitely not be the biggest part of the story, but I think they will take a lot of motives from it in order to give us the best
Yeah.
Sony possible
Especially maybe
possibility.
hopefully some of the like the visual references like we were
Oh
talking
yeah.
about, right? There's some really iconic art in here from Mike Zeck and some really amazing panels, amazing colors. When he's naked and he's like covered in spiders, these
Or this
crazy
one.
faces he makes. Yeah, really, really amazing panels.
Yeah.
What do you think about Aaron
Or
Taylor
this one.
Johnson's? Yeah, look at that. Look at those colors and the inks, the solid blacks and the
Yeah.
purples, the yellows.
It's the
It's
perfect
so beautiful.
balance.
I was shocked actually when we were looking at this and I saw that it jumps between three series. Because normally when that happens, if you're lucky, you'll have one writer, but usually you'd have three different artists or more,
Yeah.
right? So I was really surprised that not only do we have one consistent writer for the whole thing, but we have one artist for the whole thing. And he's even doing the colors himself some of the time. So it feels so consistent. Even though we're jumping between three series, you don't even know that because it's one connected, great story. And almost immediately they published it as a graphic novel standalone because it is a totally standalone story. You can jump into this knowing almost nothing about any Spider-Man and you'd be totally fine, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because Kraven is introduced as just some another random villain.
Right.
And throughout the story, you find out that he's not.
Yeah.
And if you didn't know a single thing about Kraven, you learn that Spider-Man fought him in the past and all that, that he's one of his greatest enemies because he just can easily anticipate what Spider-Man will do and all that. And it's the scene that you mentioned,
Oh,
where he's fighting a giant spider of spiders. And it's also this comic book, this part, this certain part, particular part of this story was weird and for my arachnophobia.
Yes, it's
So,
very creepy. But
yeah, it was
really,
very
really
creepy.
great visuals. And that's why I was thinking like this could be perfect for an animated series to really do all the exaggerated, heightened animation, right? And live
Yeah.
action, I think it might be a little bit harder to do it well, but you can have great nightmare sequences, but especially in animation, you could really adapt this one to one.
Yeah, you can. Especially that I think this Kraven is the m looks the most look like the one from the 94, from the Spider-Man 1994. It's the most similar one. Also, this is one of my favorite panels. Like I am Kraven. Like you can fully understand what's going on there. Like this whole progress, the character.
Have you heard of Superior Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Superior with Otto Octavius.
That's right. That's right. So when I was reading this, there is like one panel where he actually says almost exactly like I could be the Superior Spider-Man. And so I was wondering, I don't know if you know, but do you think Dan Slott took influence from this, the very basic idea for his Superior Spider-Man run?
I think it's a thing that many writers used for a lot of comic books, for a lot of stories, because this whole sentence, this whole statement, I am, like XYZ, whatever, the writers use it to underline the whole transformation of the character or accepting who they are, and this whole idea of the character is should be understandable, should be established, should be finished when this sentence is heard or written or whatever. And the way that Kraven describes, shouts, I am Kraven. You know that he's Kraven, that he will never be Spider-Man, but he'll try to do this, to do what he wants either way, no matter what. It's his demise in the end, but yeah. But that's the sentence, that's the scene that many writers use, and it's, I mean, I can easily think about five stories right now that writers
Use it,
used.
yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's overused, sometimes it's a cliche, but when it's well done, like in this comic, when it's well done, it's so powerful because he went through a whole like identity arc, right?
Yeah, I immediately think about the I am the Flash from the
Oh,
Flash movie.
yes, from
Yeah.
Oh, I was even thinking of the TV show. Every episode of the TV show, my name is Kara, I am the Flash,
Yeah, but
right?
now I was thinking about the character evolving and all that. Yeah. And I immediately projected this scene in my head. Yeah.
I wanted to ask, do you have any criticisms of the comic, Kraven's Last Hunt?
Less of Vermin. Like, I feel
Okay,
Vermin.
I enjoyed him. He's like comedic relief. I enjoyed him. I like that.
Yeah, you enjoyed him, but for me, he could have easily been erased from the story because it's a story about Kraven and Spider-Man.
When we get to the last issue, Kraven's not in issue six. You have a little bit of the Kraven like aftermath, but it's
This
mostly Spider-Man
conclusion.
versus Venom, Spider-Man versus Vermin. And I was like,
Yeah, put Venom in
a
here.
whole issue of Spider-Man versus Vermin? Yeah, but it does wrap up the story with Kraven pretty well. It's like an epilogue, I guess.
I mean, the sixth issue was just to show that Spider-Man's back, Spider-Man knows who he is and all that, he remembers why he's fighting
Yeah,
and
it's
all
the
that,
end of
but
his identity arc. Yeah.
he repeated identity arc, because I don't know how many issues he's himself and how many issues does he have a identity crisis.
Yeah.
It's
Even at the
like,
same time. Yeah, it's too much Spider-Man.
it feels like every 6 months Spider-Man has an
6 months.
identity crisis.
Oh, that's
No,
healthy.
I'm just
Six
saying.
weeks.
Yeah, 6 weeks. Okay,
Yeah,
yeah.
six
It's like
issues. Yeah.
MJ asks him, who you want to be, Peter Parker or Spider-Man? And he's like, I don't know.
Ah, you got me. Good question. I think for me, I don't know, because I really liked the art. I liked the story. I think, to be honest, I felt like as an introduction to Kraven, it's a lot at once, because there's a lot of twists and turns to get to the end, and six issues is so tight. Before reading this, maybe somebody could look at the original Kraven stories just as a little background. Like, what was their first story like? Kraven versus Spider-Man, like, pick up that first issue. And then jump into this just for a little bit of context of who was Kraven before they reinvented him for this. And then, like we said, like I think that last issue, it's like half unnecessary almost. But other than that, like it's solid. It's a really good story. I think my favorite parts were at the very beginning though, when it's full of like drama and the narration and the art, and it's so moody at the very beginning of the comic. I love that. So going into the movie. Do you have any other expectations? Do you think this movie, I've heard through the grapevine from people that it's not as bad as you think.
I hope so. I
Yeah,
hope
I've
so.
heard like relative to what you're expecting, it's surprisingly not as bad as you think. I can't say
Yeah,
good,
I hope so.
but have you seen all the Sony movies so far?
I haven't seen Madame Web,
Okay, me
and I
neither.
haven't seen Morbius.
Okay.
But I still call them the worst Sony
Yeah.
movies
And
because.
I'll be honest, the Morbius movie is surprisingly comic accurate. It's really weird. It's like the most Morbius thing to have a very pathetic failure of a movie. Morbius gets a live action movie. Nobody saw it. That's very, very comic accurate to Morbius. You know, he's like, do you know the Bad Luck Brian meme? Like something great happens, but something bad happens as a result. That's Morbius. That's always his comic arc, so.
I really prefer the Morbius with the sucky things on his hands from
From the animated show.
1994.
As far as Sony's universe goes, do you think Kraven's the last movie?
For now, I hope so.
Really? Really? You think it's over after this?
Yeah,
Do
but I
you
think
think?
that it will be the movie that has the most chance to get a sequel if it's successful enough.
No, we're getting more? I
I
can't
mean,
take more of these.
if it's a good movie, like better than Venom 3, Morbius, Madame Web, then I think we'll get a second one.
Okay.
Because if it earns enough money, it will be in enough, positively enough, you know. Then maybe a second movie to close this off, but I hope not. I hope we'll get to. There's also these other projects in works.
Speaking of Secret Wars, do you think this ends in Secret Wars? Does it all tie in? Because the timeline lines up.
The word ends works perfectly.
Okay.
It all ends.
Yeah. Do you think Secret Wars will actually wrap up the Sony universe? Will they actually intersect again? Because they've intersected before very briefly in No Way Home. Do you think they'll intersect again and actually wrap up this? Like, will we see some of these Sony characters in Secret Wars?
Okay, so I'm gonna say that I hope they will at least mention that their world was destroyed or whatever. Just like in Crisis on Infinite Earths, the TV show,
The
you saw
poster
all,
behind you, yeah.
you saw all these different Earths, all these different worlds
Right.
destroyed.
Yeah.
So maybe in Secret Wars they'll do something like
So
this.
just to mention, so the strange universe without any superheroes but Venom, that one's dead.
Yeah, just like you see
Okay.
this whole. Maybe just similar to what was in like the whole macaroni disappearing thing and in Deadpool and Wolverine.
Oh yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
So you see this world disappearing, this one, and it's like Earth Venom, Earth Madame Web, Earth
Yeah, all the
Morbius.
spaghetti universes. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
That would work. And
Oh,
when they
that
do.
I think that'd be really satisfying. You see all the Sony characters, they join up, they form a team, and then pff, they all die together.
Okay, maybe not Venom. Maybe not Venom, because Venom still has a big part to play in Spider-Man 4 and
Confirmed?
in,
Confirmed, really?
as what Alex said,
Okay,
this
we'll see.
Q&A, and what Japanese Sony Japan released or whatever leaked. And I think that after Secret Wars, we may get these characters, but recasted and with different stories and all that. But I hope so, because if they decide to bring them back, those actors or whatever, I don't have anything against them, but.
The only thing I would like to say is because I think we had a great idea. I think we're really onto something. Kraven kills the Sony universe. $1 billion. That's all everyone wants to see.
Yeah,
And Aaron
100%.
Taylor Johnson, he's actually a good actor. He can actually do it, right?
Yeah, he is, but I think he has another job after this, another big one. I think it may be something similar to what was in the X-Men, the animated series in the last seasons, when they bring all those mutants who have the psychic abilities and whatever, and they just want to reshape the universe, reshape the multiverse or whatever. And it's this one person who just goes to there and killed everyone.
Oh
Like this could
yeah.
be Kraven. Like, I've got a contract. Who gave you this? I don't know, but I have to kill you. And it's every single person. It's Madame Web. It's Morbius. It's Venom. No, not Venom anymore. But let's hope Kraven will not be a failure, because I really want to see this movie, and I really want to see this scene after the credits scene.
I'm not optimistic, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm not optimistic too, but I hope it's at least watchable.
Did you like because we haven't talked about it. Did you like Venom: The Last Dance?
It's okay, we did a podcast about it.
Before the movie. Now we're after the movie, just to close our conversation.
I was on a Venom podcast.
I wasn't on it.
But I'm gonna say that it was okay. It was okay. It wasn't good. It wasn't really, really, really bad, but it was just okay. And let's stay with
Okay, so that's the energy we're bringing to the Kraven movie. Thank you guys for watching. If you like this review, be sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment below. Do you have any other favorite Kraven comics? Let us know in the comments. We will read them. I will actually read them, and we will. If you can name us any good recommendations, if you're excited for the Kraven movie, thank you.
There are definitely good recommendations, but I don't think there's enough to talk about.
Just send them to me, and I can react in a short 1 minute YouTube video if they exist. Are you excited for a Kraven movie? Let us know. I'm Vin. You can find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at Vin Writes Words.
I'm Vic. You can find me on Twitter and on Blue Sky at Eritrex or Eritrex Salki, whatever.
And be sure to follow the CosmicCircus.com on Blue Sky and Twitter at My Cosmic Circus, where you can find more reviews, articles, editorials, and opinions like the one you just watched. Stay tuned for our Kraven coverage coming in December. All right, thanks guys. See you next time.
Bye-bye.